It's interesting comparing this to the first case. This patient also had a mastectomy, started out with a 10 centimeter tumor and had 3 millimeters at mastectomy. But another contrast in these two cases in terms of oligometastatic disease is the first case was liver and this is bone, and specifically the vertebrae C7 and T4. I see here that after the patient had this great response, if I understand this correctly, they got cyberknife therapy, kind of like as consolidation. What about your approach when the oligomet is in the bone, is in the vertebrae versus the liver? Do you ever take out a liver met? Do you ever do surgery on these things?
Yeah, so again, at about a year, I think everyone should just set that clock of patient doing well. You know that that patient on average has another 4 years of survival and probably at least another year if they've done well, if not longer, of being on this therapy. And it is kind of like consolidation, right? You have minimal residual disease. And now I'm very, very impressed with the use of stereotactic radiosurgery for the liver, especially in isolated lesions. I think we're probably, you know, there is a study, an energy study, trying to look at the use of focused radiation for metastatic disease. It's been, my understanding is it's a little challenging to get patients on that study because if you can do it, we tend to do it, and patients have a tough time sorting out, you know, gosh, why wouldn't we do it? And so not only am I using some cyberknife or stereotactic radiotherapy for bone metastases, again, kind of in that consolidation mode, but also don't ignore the isolated liver lesion. And in fact, I had a patient who presented initially with HER2-driven disease with a 10-centimeter liver lesion and did very well with pertuzumab and trastuzumab, and her liver lesion went down to about 3 centimeters. We didn't re-biopsy it. And on one of her scans, it started to grow again. The rest of her disease was fine. She had actually had a lumpectomy, and her only site of disease was her liver. And we did stereotactic radiosurgery concurrent with her continuing her trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And I just saw her back 2 years later, and she's had no other disease activity. And so I think that was the right decision for that particular patient. So the point being, don't ignore some of the palliative radiotherapy strategies. They're a lot safer than they were, my opinion, 2-3 years ago. Unlikely that I would recommend liver resection. I perceive that the toxicity of having surgical resection of the liver and recovery from that is much greater than focused radiotherapy.